Gustav Bears Down.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gal. Businesses all along the Gulf Coast are very nervous this morning. Many of them still haven't fully recovered from Hurricane Katrina 3 years ago. Some companies lost 30 to 40% of their business. And their costs are higher now, with prices on so many things going up. Insurance is much higher. Tish Williams heads the Chamber of Commerce in Hancock County, Mississippi.
Some have had a 600% increase in their insurance. So if you add that plus the 30 to 40% loss in your customer base, it makes it difficult for the numbers to work.
Here are the numbers for the oil industry. 15% of the country's refining capacity is offline because of Gustav. Gulf Coast oil production is down to almost zero. Katrina damaged more than 100 oil platforms, but the oil companies say they're much more prepared now. And that's why the price of oil overseas is pretty much staying put this morning, $117 a barrel. Brett Neely has this report on the European markets.
For the most part, trading was calm across Europe this morning. But the worst-case scenario, a Katrina-style storm, is on the minds of some traders, says fund manager Justin Urquhart-Stewart.
Really, the key issue isn't so much the amount of oil, it's any damage to infrastructure. Remember, of course, we have no shortage of oil. What we do have, of course, is a shortage of refining capacity.
ExxonMobil, Royal Dutch Shell, and Valero are among the companies that shuttered refineries along the Gulf Coast on Sunday. About 15% of U.S. refining capacity has been shut down by Gustav. Oil trader Rob Lachlan says the industry's emergency plans are far better now than 3 years ago.
But from the oil side of things, we would expect certainly there's a high likelihood that there'll be normal resumption within days.
That expectation has kept the rise in oil prices modest, so far. In Berlin, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
In Asia, the stock markets dropped sharply by the close, almost 2% losses in Hong Kong and with the Nikkei. The main thing were some electronic companies reporting bad profit reports and, of course, concerns about the price of oil. The dollar gained value today against the euro.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, honoring marathon legend Alberto Salazar and 25 global heroes running strong with medical technology. More at medtronic.com. And by the Henry Luce Foundation, seeking to increase American understanding of East and Southeast Asia.
This year, Harvard University plans to give away 200 tons of used furniture and office equipment. That's a lot of desks and cabinets. They give this stuff away every week for free. But these days, if you want the items whole, you better get there first. Hamad Ahmed explains.
I'm here in a parking lot behind Harvard University Recycling Center. It's Thursday morning, time for the weekly furniture giveaway, and the atmosphere is frenzied.
A couch! Oh my God!
There's a guy in overalls pulling PVC pipes out of a giant bin. A grandmotherly woman is hefting a laser printer into an office chair, and then she's pushing it along like it's a shopping cart. And all around me there are men with hand trucks hauling away filing cabinet after filing cabinet. Off to one side, 8-year-old Gemma and her mother are holding hands as they look on. It's their first time here.
We just had heard about, you know, the free stuff, so we thought we would check it out, and it looks kind of like a zoo.
This is going crazy.
It is going crazy. Let's watch out so that we don't get run over.
I lose them in the crowd, but soon I'm talking to Sergio Lopez. He's one of the hand truck guys, and I ask him what he could possibly do with so many filing cabinets.
I come to pick up the metal. I go get a little money, you know, for the metal.
We've seen an unprecedented level of people coming for the metal, just the metal value.
That's Rob Gogan. He's associate manager for recycling and waste at Harvard University, and he's been overseeing this event for years.
They pull out file cabinets, pipes and pumps, springs and sprockets, and even nails and screws.
Since January, the price of U.S. scrap steel has doubled. from $350 per ton to $700. That's because in China, Russia, and Brazil, booming construction is fueling the demand for scrap steel at the same time as the U.S. dollar is depreciating. So now recyclers can make more money than ever selling scrap, which not everyone is happy about. Danny is a tinker and a craftsman who's looking through a bin of computer parts.
My real pet peeve is you'll see a nice piece of equipment, and you go to pick it up and you find out that one of the scrap metalers has come by with a pair of pliers and just snipped the power cord off. So it's now useless. It's now a piece of junk because they wanted the 5 cents worth of copper that was in the power cord.
Our intention and our hope is that our furniture will be recovered for maximum utility, for reuse.
Again, Rob Gogan.
Sometimes people say, well, you should give first preference to people who are going to reuse the furniture. And I would like to, but I don't have the staff to monitor and police who gets what.
The way Rob Gogan sees it, the furniture and office equipment may not always be reused the most efficiently, but at least it's not ending up in a landfill. Back at the parking lot, Gemma and her mother are walking by this dumpster that's overflowing with metal rods and rusty poles. I ask Gemma what she sees there.
A whole bunch of junk.
Yeah, so you think they might recycle it?
I think they might.
They'll make something out of it.
Like air conditioners or computers?
Like air conditioners, computers, or shiny new office buildings in Shanghai. In Boston, I'm Hamad Ahmed for Marketplace.
You can take the Marketplace Morning Report with you every morning to the gym or on your way to work, however you do it. Log on to our website for more details. It's marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.